Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Friday, a show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now here is your host, Sonia Lorette.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Lorette. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, certified holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Whispers, it is so good to be in our safe zone today. And I got to tell you something. Today's topic is right on point. You just don't even know the trouble that I had in getting into the studio, into our sound base, everything. So finding purpose amidst challenges, you know, is going to be fire today. So don't forget, you can call in and ask your questions regarding today's topic at 516-595-8091. Again, that is 516-595-8091. And you know what? Blog Talk Radio always has our back. You can drop your questions, your comments. If you need your girl to reiterate something, drop them in the chat box because you know I love to monitor a great chat box. But please remember to be respectful of each other and to respect everyone's opinion because that's what it's about here. We give honor and dignity and respect to everyone's opinion. It doesn't mean that we agree 100%, but it doesn't mean that we have to be rude. So please be mindful of that. And you know, I love when you all join our community. The Whispers Exchange is really so beautiful. The articles in it, the new features, the mocktail section, we are bringing some dynamic things in there. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the Whispers Exchange, please make sure that you do because I'm telling you, there's some great things in it. There's a segment in there called Ask Sonia Lorette where you can write in at AskSoniaLorette@yahoo.com and I reply to your letters right in our news journal. It is beautiful. I have to tell you guys, I love it and I'm so glad to be a part of it as well. So don't forget we have a live link in each of our description boxes that you can tap on and join the community. Are you ready to get into today's discussion? Finding purpose amidst challenges. Listen, you know I start every show with a clear meaning or a direction, so this is not going to be any different. But today, we're going to get the definition or the meaning of two words that are really prevalent in our discussion today. The first word is finding. So finding means to discover, locate, or uncover. Okay? Let me give you the meaning of finding again. So finding means to discover, locate, or uncover. So the second word is challenges. That's objections, test, threats, or confrontations. Okay, let me give you the word again. That's challenges that we're getting the understanding of. That's objections, test, threats, or confrontations. See, Whispers, challenges, they're a part of the tapestry of our whole journey in our life. They're woven through both joys and through ups and through downs. It's the truth of the matter. See, challenges are inevitable companions of our journey. And it's weird to call it a companion because, you know, companions are people that go along with you. They're fun to be with, but no, not so much with challenges. It's not so much fun. It's not so much a great thing, but it is inevitably a companion on our journey, which also pushes us to grow. It pushes us to adapt and discover our true purpose. Isn't that odd that something so difficult can really tap into a deeper quality, a deeper essence of where, what, or where we need to be? See, challenges are opportunities to grow in the face of adversity. Challenges are the finding purpose becomes a beacon of light guiding us through the darkest times. And remember, we talked about that beacon last week of being like a lighthouse. So, you know, I always tell you that I try to marry our discussions so this way they have a cohesive movement together. It has an ebb and a flow and a great rhythm. So, you know, while challenges may seem, you know, I guess daunting because they are, they hold within them the potential for like a profound personal growth and transformation. And most people don't even look at it that way. See, the art of finding purpose amidst challenges is a skill. Oh, there's that word again, skill, that can empower us to not only survive, but to thrive. There we go. Thrive means that we're going to be living amid difficulties. So it's a skill, first and foremost, that when we really finding purpose through challenges requires a skill. For them to empower us, we have to be willing to thrive, to live amidst the difficulties. See, I love that word thrive. I love it. And in a lot of my discussions, a lot of topics that I have working with my clients and all, we really tap into that word thrive together because it means that it allows us to develop, or to prosper or to flourish. You know, sometimes it takes me a second to really get the words that I want to put into our discussion because I want to give you a clear picture of it. And I guess you're thinking, you know, Sonia, challenges make us thrive. How so? Yes, they do. Because every challenge we encounter has the potential. Now, listen, not all challenges have the potential to become a catalyst to self-discovery, a catalyst to empowerment. So don't mix that up what I'm telling you that, oh, if you don't go through the tested period and you don't get tried and you don't have, no, I'm not saying that. Every challenge that we do come across, certain elements in that challenge, it gives us the potential to become the catalyst. It gives us the ability to start seeing things from a bird's eye view that we get a little bit of a clarity in it. See, it's the tools. See, life is not easy, and I don't know if anybody has told you that it is, because I guarantee you, anybody who tells you that has just lied to you, and you should run quickly. See, the journey to finding purpose amid challenges is not just about weathering the storm, but harnessing. Oh, wow. Harnessing the storm's energy to propel ourselves forward. Think about that. That in itself, whispers, do you realize how powerful this would be for us to empower ourselves to purpose? The inertia in a storm? I mean, that is dynamics in itself. Think about lightning. When you have the worst storms and the lightning, how powerful that is. But then if we could harness that energy and pull it into us. Oh, my goodness. It would be just incredible. See, it is a process that allows us to align our actions and values. It aligns them. It's even fostering resilience. Or that resiliency that we really need to start to foster. And when we foster something, it means that we nurture it. It even helps us to foster determination and a renewed sense of meaning in our lives. See, whispers, for us to be able to find our purpose amidst challenges, right? It requires that we cultivate self-awareness. self-awareness. You must first understand Y-O-U before anything else. You have to understand Y-O-U on a deeper level. You have to understand Y-O-U to be able to pivot the mindset when these difficulties arise. That may require a deeper examination on our part. It may require a deeper examination. See, it even means that sometimes we as people have to sit in a place and a space that we reflect on the legacy you'd like to leave, what you want to be remembered for, and the differences or the difference you've made or would like to make. See, sometimes when we get to sit in that pocket, and it's so deep in that pocket, it makes you start to really think different. And it starts to help you to unleash your full potential when you start to harness these qualities. See, cultivating self-awareness involves introspection, recognizing your strengths and your weaknesses, ebb and flow, and identifying your core values. So when challenges arise, whispers, your self-awareness acts as a guiding compass. There it is, our GPS, helping you make decisions that align with your authentic self. So I want you all to write down a few questions. And you may want to pin mark the episode right here at the 312 marker. So this way, if you miss the questions or you really want to go back and ponder over them, you know where to go pick up at. So the first question I want you to ask yourself is this. What truly matters to me? The second question is, what am I passionate about? Where does my passion lie? Where am I passionate? How does it show up? How have I overcome challenges in my past and used them to thrive in my present and future? Now that's a powerful question in itself. It's a question that takes time to sit in that space and place. See, by understanding Y-O-U, you can discover the threads that connect your aspirations with the challenges you face, unveiling your purpose, unveiling your direction, unveiling your determination, unveiling your guide to move you forward. I know you know how we really built upon the quality of purpose all last season. We was prospering to purpose all last season. And each episode stepped us into a new episode that stepped us into a new realization. And we learned that we must align ourselves with the things that bring enrichment and bounty to us. Enrichment and bounty. It means that we cannot be afraid to challenge ourselves to step out and to step to our calling. See, in our pre-show today, I shared in the pre-show why that statement was so powerful for me to step up and to step out. It was because my mother always, and you all know, I lost my mom almost 3 years ago. She was a dynamic person, but she was my manager. She was my business partner. She was my best friend. But when I would face challenges, and even in the industry that I was in the industry that I'm in currently, she would always say to me, Sonia, you have to show up and show out. You have to step into where your greatness is and not be afraid to present it full heart and bounty. So it's the same thing, whispers, that we are doing when we are trying to find purpose amidst challenges. We have to show up and show for ourselves so we can see it, that it becomes real. It becomes as real as my voice coming across these airwaves, as real as the nose upon your face, as real as the air that you breathe when it's that powerful. See, that requires of us to even shift our perspective. And I love that word, shift, because that requires movement on our part. See, challenges often come with a cloud, and I mean a cloud of negativity. And if you think about that cloud, it's obscuring our vision and making it difficult to see the opportunities that it brings. So let me ask you guys, and many of you all may have been over on the West Coast before, and you know the smog is like unreal. I mean, just unreal. It will shut things down over there. And it is like you cannot see, and it's terrible, and they put up warnings, and they tell you how long, and, you know, you got all this going on. Or maybe you've been here on the East Coast, and when we have the heavy fog and we have to drive carefully, we got to put our lights on. It's the same thing that when we are dealing with these different things or these, you know, negativities, it's as heavy as that cloud or that fog that we can be in. So it obscures our vision. It taints our vision where we think we see something that's really not. Have you ever had like a pair of glasses on that are so filthy that you could barely see through them? And then when you clean them, it's almost like, oh, that's how it is for us. So because of that, shifting our perspective involves reframing challenges. And it's funny, when we are going through challenges, it can be even harder for us to even reframe anything. I'm sorry. I'm just in this pit right here. I'm just going to drag myself for 5 more miles. And it may be that difficult for you. Or even to think that things could possibly get better. And sometimes I hear people say, oh, well, what else? Never ask that question. Because as soon as you can say what else, trust me, the bottom of everything can fall out. But what you need to ask yourself is, how can I pivot my mood, my attitude, my thought process? That I can use this as a stepping stone to my greatness and not a brick to my head that keeps me down on the ground. Or maybe it's the quicksand that's pulling you under. But now you have to figure out how to get yourself right. It requires that we take that power in pausing. And you all know that I've taught you about the power of pausing. Because see, in pausing, it not only allows ourselves to stop, it allows us to stop catastrophizing things, and it allows us to stop blowing things out of proportion, and it stops all the negativity that is rushing, and only thing we get to focus on is the clarity of our breath and the sound of our heart, and we bring that calmness back into us. See, that's the power in pausing even. You know, instead of focusing solely on difficulties, explore the potential positive outcomes and the lessons you can learn along the way. See, a lot of times when we go through hardships or we go through difficult things or we're trying to figure something, it's always that we're like, this is just the worst that I've ever been through. No, it's not the worst you've ever been through, because trust me, there's going to be something that is really worse than what you've been through. And you may meet somebody who's been through something 10 times worse that you've been through. But somehow or another, they can see that ray of light. It's that dynamic. See, this shift in perspective can empower you to approach challenges with a proactive and optimistic mindset. and fueling your senses of purpose. You know, I think before we get any deeper into our discussion, I think this is a good place for me to take a quick commercial break and then get right back into our discussion. La Paz Image Consultants is your full-service international luxury agency working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultants.com. La Paz Image Consultants, where everything is fabulous. Whisperers, welcome back. So before the commercial break, we talked about having an optimistic mindset that allows us to shift our perspective. And when we have that type of mindset, it opens us up to being willing to set meaningful goals. So in the pre-show today, I gave a powerful quote in that show. And I'm going to share it here too, because I really want you to hear it and I want to kind of talk about it a little bit. I gave a beautiful quote by Marianne Williamson. And the quote is this: "It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure." Let me give that to you again. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Why I shared that with you today is because I found this quote to be powerful. Because, see, resiliency and growth is sometimes what we fear. And it's funny because even in last week's discussion, that same element, that same master key came up in last week's discussion of resiliency and growth. So it must be something that we as people need so we can start setting those meaningful goals. See, when we are dealing or in the midst of challenges, most of us don't think, nor does it come to our mind about setting any type of goal. And most of us aren't even facing or being in that resiliency of knowing that we are going to rebound and that this growth space in place. Growing pains are real. It's all about our reaction and the reactive behaviors that we develop. So it stifles out any possibility of that growth, any possibility of even having meaningful goals that keep us on our trajectory, which isn't something that is productive by far. So when we look at this and we're talking about this finding purpose amidst challenges, it requires that setting meaningful goals can provide direction. Setting meaningful goals can even give us purpose. They define specific goals that align with our values and aspirations. So we don't become fearful, that we don't allow these trials and these different stumbling blocks to keep us falling down. You may trip, you may stumble, and sometimes we do fall, but it doesn't mean that we lie there and just accept it. It means that we find that space and place where we can grow. Have you ever noticed that even weeds can grow in the weirdest of places? I mean, just the weirdest of places. They find how and where to come up so they can get that sunlight. And it's the same thing that we as people have to be willing to do. We have to set those goals, and we got to place them as our sunlight and keep growing towards them. These goals can act as our beacon. They can act as our hope. And it's true, because when we are faced with these challenges, if we have clear focus of our goals, it helps us to hold on to our dreams. It helps us to have a direction. It helps us to have meaning. I always tell you guys that I am a person with clear intention, aim, purpose, and direction. But it does not mean that I don't face challenges, because by far I do. And it does not mean that sometimes you get to stagger, or I stagger back a little bit, because I do. And that's the point of being transparent in discussions like this, is really showing you the transparency that we all are struggling. We all have struggles at certain degrees. Some are more at a lesser end. Some are in the middle. Some are at that breaking point. Some are all the way out and just dealing with thing after thing after thing that they see like there's no, there's always hope. And if we lose hope, then guess what? That's everything. Whisperers, this discussion is powerful. It's a lot on this table right now. And so it may require that you come back and get a second plate. And it means that you got to take it in so you can kind of start to digest it and sit with it in a way. See, Whisperers, the pursuits that we have, they should all line up. And in certain aspects and ways, the challenges that we face should even stir our souls to keep moving and trying to be our best, doing our best. I tell you, don't try nothing, do it. And if you are trying, that you are in a space that only thing you can muster up is a try, then you do everything in that space and place to be present. You be where you're supposed to be. Finding purpose amidst challenges is not a one-time achievement, but an ongoing journey. It's not a one and done. It's not a quick fix. It's not a two-day project. It's a journey. Get your maps out. Get your passports out. It's going to take you on a ride. It requires continuous self-reflection, adaption, willingness to embrace discomfort. Remember, there's comfort in discomfort. Remember that discussion last year? Oh, yes, last year. Go back and get those keys if you need it. Challenges are not roadblocks on your journey. They are integral parts of your story. Ooh, did you hear that? They are integral parts of your story. That's what contributes to the masterpiece of our lives. I told you, I was in a wheelchair 5.5 years. That's a part of my journey. That's a part of the masterpiece that has created Sonia. That is a part of a legacy in me that has made me this person that is compassionate. It has made me a person that understands the struggle. It has made me a person of determination. What is your struggle, or what is it that are you just finding so hard to settle it? It's okay. It's okay. See, the masterpiece of your life is such a beautiful, vivid portrait of events, times, people, places, spaces, to mold and to shift your perspective. Every artist has a different concept. If you gave 7 people in a room a picture to paint, each one of those pictures would look so different. One of those pictures would have a meaning for that person. So it's the same thing with our lives when we are going through these changes of challenges and amidst challenges and finding our way. So as we navigate this terrain of challenges, and I love words, and notice the words I have placed in here. Remember that within each trial lies an opportunity to uncover your purpose, forge deeper connections with your inner self, and even emerge stronger, wiser, more resilient than before. See, in the tapestry of life, whispers, challenges are threads that add texture, depth, and color to our experiences. And when we can embrace these challenges for what they are and the canvases upon which our purpose is painted, with self-awareness and shifted perspective and meaningful goals, you can harness the power of challenges to discover your purpose and triumph over trials. All season long, that's what we're talking about. So as you navigate this journey, remember that your purpose is a beacon, a light that can guide you through even the darkest of storms. All to illuminate. And when we illuminate something, it makes it bright on our path towards growth, fulfillment, and a life well lived. Whispers, if this discussion today did not move you, if this discussion right here did not tap every essence of you, come back and listen to it. Because see, maybe you got to shift the mindset so you could pick up the necessary tools that you're hearing in here. You know, as you listen to this discussion, I want you to realize, and even if you must stop for a moment so you can ponder on these things, I want you to reflect on it. We unearth the diamonds of purpose through our challenges. And why I say diamonds is because we know diamonds are created and cut under pressure. And it is what gives them their value, their brilliance, and everything they're worth. So in these moments, whispers, remember that challenges come and go. They're like the wind. And it's in the way that we look at them that can either make or break us. That's the truth of the matter. So I love being able to birth discussions like this and to bring them to life and help us to build on the necessary qualities we need so we are able to triumph over trial. And I always tell you, whispers, if you need support or help, please don't hesitate to click the link in the description box and book your consultation. It's there. You just only have to reach out. And sometimes that's what's required of us, to reach out, even if we're afraid or we think, oh, I can't afford it. I can't do it. I don't think they'll understand. You need sometimes that support to give the clarity in that voice that it vibrates at a different decimal. I love being able to pour into each and every one of our discussions, to build upon our relationship. I want you to realize that how you speak into yourself when challenges arise, even, is so important for us to harness that power of self-talk. And that power of self-talk has to be so strong. And if you need to stand in front of that mirror to speak into yourself positively, do it. Don't allow yourself to be the sabotager of your greatness, the sabotager of your growth. Because sometimes it's not everybody else. It's why owe you. You know, I could go on and on for the next couple of hours. That's why we went on and we created the after show, the post show. It's almost like the after party. It's like the dessert hour. So you got your appetizer at 1 o'clock over there on the Wisdom app. You came over here on Blog Talk Radio at 3 o'clock with me, and you had your main course. Now at 4:15, I want you to come over to our YouTube channel, and that's 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, over on YouTube at Whispers in a Bottle, so you can have dessert now. So you can kind of kick back and enjoy the dessert with us. Because I go over there and we get to have a nice conversation. The chat box is always popping. It's so good to be in there. And I love that you even spend your life seconds here in this space with me. Don't forget that you can always connect with us on all of our social media platforms. We're on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our beautiful Whispers Exchange news journal. We're on Facebook at Whisper in a Bottle. We're still over there on X now. It's Twitter. It was Twitter, but it's X. It's capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. We haven't put Whispers in a Bottle on Threads yet. We're kind of just seeing how it's going and all, but we would love for you to join us on our Instagram page because we're doing some great things over there as well. And if you have questions or you would like to write into the show and ask me anything, please feel free to drop an email at asksonialarray@yahoo.com. And look, we're looking for sponsors of our beautiful show because we want to bring better and bigger things to the experience. If you only knew what we went through to get the show on air today, you will know why we really need to get our sponsors and get you guys in here, because we want to bring and birth dynamic shows for our listeners. So with that being said, Whisperers, it is always good to have you guys here in the safe zone. I hope you join me for the dessert hour at 4:15 Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. But you know, I am Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. But by far, I'm always honored to say I am your host of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. All right, guys, have a great weekend, and I'll see you soon.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Please make sure you review our show, like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.